No, I heard they recently decided to add more hops to it.
What's up, beer lovers? Welcome to Poor Decisions Tap Talk, a podcast dedicated to beer enthusiasts everywhere. We're glad you joined us as we indulge in some delicious brews, share our thoughts, and probably a shenanigan or two. We're going to share exactly how we built our very own tap room and what spurred us to embark on this crazy ride.
It was all a dream.
So sit back, grab the nectar of the gods, and we'll make a bunch of poor decisions together.
Once it hits your lips!
Hey, welcome back, you beer-loving fools. Wait, is that what I say?
I don't know.
It's pretty loud. We do have customers
goes,
running
welcome
us right
back,
now.
Beer lovers or something.
Welcome
something
back,
like
beer lovers. No, you're right. Good job, Nick. Yeah, way to remember. He listened to the podcast this morning. Joe and I did not.
Yeah. I listened to the Taproom one, like, last weekend.
Yeah, we really need to go see Mark, because... All right, well, whatever. We'll talk about that later.
No, we do. We have to go to the bank, but that's a whole other subject. We have had several people, though, that have come in and mentioned the Taproom episode, and that's really funny that you guys are listening. Thank you.
Yeah. They want shirts. They really want shirts. Joe?
Taproom shirts?
Yeah, Taproom
shirts. Taproom or not Taproom?
Yeah, so...
Okay, well, that might,
all right, that's
it. Might be it, then.
There it is. All right, guys. Well, welcome back to Poor Decisions Tap Talk. It's been quite a long journey since our last... Poor Decisions Tap Talk. I think it's been since May. I know, there's motorcycles in Hollister, bro. That's a normal thing. They come ripping through, and they want to make sure that everyone knows how loud and proud they are about their bike.
A little side note before we go into this conversation. We may stop during conversation. We are recording live on site, on scene, at a tap room in Hollister.
It's actually our tap room.
A tap room that's open in Hollister.
Yeah, Poor Decisions Tap Room, 650 San Benito Street, Suite 150.
Imagine that. We actually opened a tap room.
No, we did it. And that's the thing. We haven't talked to you guys since we've done this, and thus the reason why it's been so long, because it's been quite a bit of work.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I'm pretty tired.
No, we're all pretty dog tired. The fun thing, though, is that we have got to the point, fortunately, where we feel comfortable. We've brought on enough staff. We've trained everyone, where we've given each other a day off. Last weekend was the first weekend, right?
I
think it was the first. Yeah. This is the second. So today was actually my day off. It's a Sunday, so I got to take today off. Thus, I'm a couple beers deep because me and my family came here and had dinner and hung out and sat and chilled. And I've got two solid cheat codes in me from Narrative Fermentations, which bonkers bananas good. I had a can actually a couple days ago. My mom actually went to the store and got some for me.
Oh, really?
Because she knew I was coming over. And I'm like, Mom, you're the best. Mom, you are the best for so many reasons. But number one, you buy me great beer. So
what store did she go
cheers,
to?
Cheers, Mama Sawilla. She actually went to Diaz.
Oh, Diaz has cheat
codes.
Diaz
Liquors in Hollister here. And she went and got a 4-pack of cheat codes.
They have cheat codes at Diaz Liquors?
Cheers,
sir,
brother,
you have a good
coming.
One. Bye. Thank you. No worries.
Just saying bye to Oregonian?
Oregonian. Yes.
Someone came down from Oregon to see us. Yesterday, someone came from L.A. to see us, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, we're stretching far and wide.
We had an Oregonian?
Yeah, he's from Oregon.
No, but he, like, lives here, right?
No.
No.
He lives in Oregon.
Yeah.
East of Portland, he said.
Did he literally just walk by?
He's staying at the hotel down there.
No, he literally just walked by. He's like, I'm here for a walk. I'm like, hey, do you have any stouts, Imperial stouts? I'm like, as a Mac, we do. He's like, you have an Imperial stout in Hollister? I'm like... Yes, sir, we do.
Yes, sir.
And he's all, I was going for a walk, but shit, let me just sit down and have a beer. I don't have a mask. I'm like, guess what, sir? We have extra masks for you. He sat down and had a beer and ate some food. But he was literally just walking through. I had no idea he's from Oregon.
Yeah, he's from Oregon.
Oh,
yeah.
So he's a deaf, like a visitor?
Yeah. He flies, so he, okay, as off topic, we'll talk.
So this is, guys, let me tell you about Nick. Nick knows everything about everyone that has ever crossed his path. So Nick, go ahead, let's hear the rap on, what's his name?
Jason is his name.
Oh my god, how do you know that? I just know that he's the guy that walked by with an Imperial Stout craving.
Anyways, so he came down, he's actually working for PG&E. So what he does is he's a mechanic for...
Let me check your microphone, hold on.
Check my mic.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mic's on. Okay.
So he's a mechanic for, I feel like the airplane that is employed or contracted to PG&E. And what they're doing is they're flying over all the power lines. And they're making sure that there's no debris or anything like that covering the lines. They don't want another Santa Rosa, I guess. So this is their preemptive or preact or...
Oh, especially right now.
response to correcting that behavior. So they basically go out in this plane that takes photographs of all the lines, and then they send it back and then sends it and so on.
So he takes pictures?
You want to go further? We could talk about stouts and how what he said about stouts. Basically, he said his concern was, like, it's summertime. He loves stouts. He loves imperial stouts. And, like, nobody serves them. It's not just us, not just in Hollister, but period. He says, usually you go to a tap room or they're like, yeah, that's for wintertime. I was like, yeah, I understand. I said, as far as we go, we'll probably have, like, one or two. He says, but we have to, we curve what the community wants. So if the community doesn't want stouts, we're not going to throw on tap. And
yeah, but we'll at least
I spent 20 minutes talking to this guy.
But we'll at least have one stout on the board at least. Of our 32 selections.
Anyways, I like stouts. I personally
love stouts. And the stout we have on, by the way, guys, it's Untitled Art Chocolate Macadamia Nut.
Sounds about right.
And it's bananas good. Like,
it
super
is actually really
good.
I don't like stouts, and that thing is pretty damn amazing.
No, it and it pours.
And it's a 15%er, and it tastes like a 6%er.
It's
nuts.
It pours like straight Hershey's syrup out of the tap. Like, I tapped it yesterday. And I thought it was coming out slow. It was so rich and thick.
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is. Macadamia white chocolate. Sorry, white chocolate stout. Yeah. I got a little 5-ouncer and let Janelle take a sip, my wife. And she's not a fan. She's still getting her on the stout bandwagon. But I enjoyed the entire rest of the 5 ounces that she didn't sip from. So, yeah, it's cool though. But I mean, we literally have had people stop here from every walk of life, but we're open. Like, we're literally open. We finally cracked open the doors. Fun story about that. I mean, since we've talked to you guys, the last few weeks of getting this place before it was open, they were bonkers. Like, we were here till every night, like 10, 11 o'clock at night, painting walls, getting the last final touches up, putting on the tap handles, getting stickers slapped on all of our benches, on the trim, like all those final details that everyone has come in and like been oohing and aahing about. And we can't say enough to all of our friends and family that came down and helped out, because there's no freaking way we would still be working. If it were just the three of us, we'd still be working on that stuff now.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true story.
Some friends came in, man, just out of kindness of their hearts. You know, I mean, obviously pizza and beer kind of help, but
yeah,
kindness of their hearts for the most part, and just, you know, grabbed a brush or, you know, whatever the crap we needed done, and just helped us out, get us operational. It wasn't really like, you know, physical. I mean, it was basically physical labor. It wasn't like anything construction based. It was
there were whips. We cracked some whips.
Yeah.
They did good, though.
Yeah, man.
They did
it's
real
all
good.
Like the oddball stuff that we've been putting off because we're trying to take care of all the big picture stuff, like, but they took care of all the art, all the POS system, all the logistics stuff. Oh, sorry, I didn't want to jip you of your POS system, but we had people that came in and helped out too.
Nick wants to take credit for his POS system.
I know.
Okay.
He does.
Oh no, but you're talking about Kat. Kat for sure.
Kat
came
John,
through,
yeah.
And John came through for sure. Big time the very first few days.
But I'm just saying, like, all like the little stuff that we've been putting off, because it's like, yeah, we'll get to it. But, like, you know, just slapping all the stuff on the benches, putting everything up, filling, like, the trail mix stuff. Like, all the stuff that we're like, yeah, we'll just get to it.
The friends, trail mixes. That's a whole other thing, dude.
I mean, yeah. No, but, like, the thing is, friends and family came through, and they seriously knocked out of the park, and they hooked us up. And we can't thank them enough for all their time, because no one even, like, cared if they got paid or not. They came in because they cared for us, and they just want to see us succeed.
Yeah,
it was freaking awesome.
I mean, it's going into this beer community and just the love that is in this culture, it's been amazing, and we feel it, like, through and through. I mean, friends and family obviously are always going to support us, but even still, like, just opening up, the amount of support that we've had since we've opened, even during COVID, even though this county was open just a little bit ago and shut back down. Like, we decided we were going to open the doors. We set our opening date, and I think literally the week that we set the opening date, the county here in San Benito shut back down.
Yep.
Which threw all of us for a loop, because we're going, crap, we just did interviews. We just told a bunch of people we're going to hire them, and we had no idea.
Nope.
Who we were going to be able to keep on, whether we were going to be able to start full time or have to pull back because it was going to be like no one coming out. I mean, it's been a wild roller coaster.
I'll be honest. I was super nervous.
I was super nervous,
like,
too,
I was like, nobody's going to show up.
Shut
up. Stupid. Nobody's going to show up. We're going to mess up. Like, we're not going to know how to do it. Hey, I'll tell you right now, if you're going to start your own tap room, you're going to feel the same way. And then you're going to see the line out the door and you'll be like, hell yeah.
No, and that's...
We did this.
We
did it.
That's the cool part is that We have had a line out the door every weekend that we've been open, like down to literally the end of the block.
The new Fuzz Shop down the road.
Yeah, like it's been bonkers.
I didn't look at you. I looked at John, and then I looked at you.
No, I wasn't looking. I'm gonna benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say he looked at me first. It's been really cool. It's been really cool.
You haven't looked at me all day.
But seriously, I mean, from opening up or pre-opening up to opening up now, the support's been amazing. Like, we can't say enough about the people that have helped us to get going, helped us to get started. And a huge part of that is the staff. We started out slow. We took a very tight-knit group that was willing to, you know, even like, hey, we might be rough on paychecks depending on how many people we have come through. And they said, we don't care. We'll be here day in, day out for you guys to help you guys out. And we can't thank them enough for that, because that's a huge relief for us. But obviously, we still paid them. They made their money because everyone came out in droves to blow this place up. Yeah,
so much so that we actually shut down early because we ran out of food the first night.
Yeah.
The first 2 days, first we two opened nights. Up for 4 hours each, and we ran out of food each day.
Yeah, it was just supposed to be friends and family, and then literally Instagram hit, Facebook hit, and that people walking by hit.
We didn't even post on Instagram. We waited a weekend before we did. And like that first night, literally four hours in, I don't think I've hustled that hard in my life. I literally did not stop.
The first two days were the busiest 4 hours we've ever had. Hands down.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I feel like the next weekend was crazier.
The next weekend was pretty damn busy though.
But we had more staff.
We got some more people on, but that was a full day. I mean, that next weekend was, I think, 10 hours, 12 hours, and then another 10 or something like that. Like, those were long. And so that's why, I mean, I'm glad we're at the point where we're like, cool, staff is trained. We know that they know what they're doing, and we can kind of take that breather back to give each other a day. Because, going 7 days a week with our regular gig, plus doing this on the side, plus family, plus regular life, like, everything else.
I think the last month, like, we were joking. It was, like, literally no days off. I think we worked straight for at least 30 something days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Between tap room 9 to 5, late nights.
And you guys plus the commute, right? And then you add in like the days when we're here, the days aren't an 8 hour day here. Like the days are straight 16 hour days. Like we would get here first thing in the morning, start sweeping up the street, start picking up trash, take the trash out that's in the city cans out here on the street because we have al fresco dining. Cleaning the shop, you know, getting things prepped. I don't know
what al fresco means.
Getting cooking first thing in the morning, like, it's just bonkers. Like, the amount of work. Plus, then you get into closing the till. There's a whole lot of systems we had to put in place. It's just been amazing what we can do in this first 30 days. Yep. And the fact that we've been so efficient so far. Like, I think the first weekend we actually did a team meeting initially, right?
Yeah.
We did that initial team meeting.
I think at the end of each night, like, what can we do to fix things and change things? And then I know that, like, on our POS system, thanks with Kat and John that were there, like, we talked about, like, well, how can I expedite or speed, like, the sampler process up? Like, so samplers and speed that up. And there's no, like, quick thing, and they had to keep looking back up at the board to know which beer was what. Because, you know, the customer come in and be like, I want number one, number seven, number five, and they're, like, not searching it. So we ended up adding numbers to the POS. And then from numbers, and obviously that's modified and become up to what we have today, where we now have UPC codes to everything, and then we have little scanners. We can scan it. So it's all about getting that line processed, all the people through line, get the food, get their drinks, so they can come outside, enjoy themselves, and then we can service the next customer.
So my sister was here the first couple weekends. She was here the first day we opened, the second day. And she literally came back. This is the first time she's been back in, like, probably 5 weeks or so. And she said, and she texted me at the end after she left. She's like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that you guys put a lot of new things in place. Like, what's the word? What I'm talking about?
Processes
in place.
Yeah.
And it's making it really efficient.
Oh.
And so the cool thing is, it's like, hey, we're constantly changing, we're constantly evolving, we're constantly looking at new ways, like Nick said, to be more efficient.
Yep.
And that's how we're always gonna look at things and do business. We're not stuck in our ways. And that goes to like beer buying too. Like customers come in every single day and they said, hey, I like that beer. Hey, can we get this beer?
Yeah, even today.
We've ordered it. We've reached out to breweries and said, hey, no worries. Well, if you have something you like and we can get it, We'll freaking get it in for you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody came today, asked about that, the hard seltzer.
Yeah.
The cucumber, basically tastes like cucumber water. And she's like, I want to get that in can. I'll come back. I'm from Morgan Hill. This is, you know, born and bred here with all my friends. We all been here forever. And they're like, yeah, I love that stuff. So, you know, obviously we have it on tap now in summertime, but.
Someone asked for Coralitos. We were able to pull Coralitos.
Got it.
Someone else asked for, I think the, yeah, like you say, cucumber water. We've been pulling like at least a dozen different like products and beer in just in the last month that we didn't even have to begin with. So, yeah, I think we're all adaptable. Yeah. We're very flexible, and I think that's going to be an advantage in this day and age.
Well, and it goes forth with like what happened in the kitchen too, right? We were doing tots and fries for a minute and chicken wings, and we just realized that we can't put out a successful product in a quality amount of time, like a reasonable amount of time, if we keep it on our menu. We have a very limited kitchen, no hood. Everything has to be put through like a TurboChef ovens and other little devices back there. So the reality is, what's best for our customer, what's best for our business, and we removed it.
Thanks for coming in.
We removed it from our menu.
Thank you.
Yeah, almost to like a negative though. I think we've done it so much that our menu has never been solidified. It's changed like from week to week to week to week.
No,
and I think it might change like another few times.
We've
but
been pretty
that's
solid.
Kind of our business model though,
well,
right?
No, but I mean it kind of goes with the theme of the beer. Like
you never
the,
know what
that
you
way
get.
Every time you come in, you know, hey, there might be something new on the menu, there might be something new to try, like the way, by the way, we didn't even mention Chef Orlando and the amazing freaking talent that he's brought into our spot, and how it just happened to be that he was walking by when I was coming into the shop
taking
one day,
a stroll.
Oh yeah,
and just said, "Hey, you guys open soon?" And took him on a little tour and you know, showed him the spot, and just it was fate. Like,
oh yeah,
and he has been the backbone of this organization, because some of you guys may or may not know, but right now with the ABC and Governor Newsom's orders, we cannot operate without food. And the fact that we have a bona fide eating establishment license from ABC and a menu that they have qualified as substantial, he's been the cornerstone of this operation. So cheers to Orlando and what he's done what he's created, because
he actually trained John to actually cook a meal.
I am a sous chef.
Janelle might be happy now that John's capable of cooking at home.
What are you talking about? John, I've always been
John
able
can
to
throw
cook
down. He's made his breakfast before.
He has. Actually, John's
a bunch
really
of other stuff.
Really good, good cook.
I love to cook, and that's
I've seen his teppanyaki style.
I fell straight into the kitchen just by happenstance. Like first day was like, it's all right, dude, I know it totally is. I knew he needed help, and I told him from day one. I was like, "Hey, bro, if you're swamped back there, I'm gonna be the guy. I'll come back there and I'll help you out." You know, and you've seen even yesterday. We went short staffed because we knew it was gonna be slower with the smoke and the heat and everything. And I would ring someone up and literally go in the back and help cook some food, and then bring it out to people, and then go back to the register.
You know what? And that's probably like one of the coolest things I've seen. Obviously, us three set out to open a tap room, but no one really expected to be in the kitchen. So John saw a void in the operation where he said, hey, you know what? I need to step up. He literally just walked to the back and started cooking with Orlando.
Yep.
And he's been cooking with Orlando for like 4 straight weeks, like nonstop. So while me and Nick are out in the front pouring beers, helping customers, trying to figure things out, John was back there with Orlando, like hustling like crazy. So it wasn't even anything we discussed. John just went and did it. And I think that's kind of like what we do. We see a void and we just do it. It's not like it's unspoken.
Hey. Nah, it's what we've said to every crew member that's come on too, is hey, see a need, fill a need. Like if you are not doing anything or you see something needs to be done, just step up and do it.
Yep.
Because realistically, it helps everyone out in the long run, you know?
I mean, it's a team, right? I mean, it's all we work all together to get the job done, and we all want to be successful. We all want to make money, sure, but be successful, and when the business is successful, we as employees, as owners, as staff, whatever it is, are successful, and the business around us also will thrive too.
Yeah, and that's what you've seen. I mean, from the three of us, is we've been here every day.
Yep.
We've been cleaning tables, bussing tables, taking out trash,
scrubbing
the toilet, the bathrooms. Yeah, yeah, dude, setting up porta potties, because we realized that our we do have one bathroom, but initially that was not enough, so we got executive porta potties.
It's a very expensive porta potty,
which
are
very expensive, but they're very nice and clean and have running water and solar and batteries and pumps and all kinds of stuff.
It's got warm water in it. Like,
yeah,
it's weird. I was like, why?
Dude, top dollar. Nothing but the best. Jurassic Park, nothing but the best.
Speaking of Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. By the way, when you come down, check out our fine bathroom art that we've curated over many, many years. All right, a couple months. A couple Amazon purchases, let's be honest. But yeah, I mean, between the staff, between, you know, the three of us, between our friends that have helped us out, our family that have helped us out, I mean, we've been very, very blessed. I can't say enough about what we have experienced in the last, geez, it's only been about 30 days, 40 days. What day is it?
It's been
35 days.
So the fun thing is we announced on the 28th, actually. It was about a year ago that we actually put the announcement out of us opening this tap room. So it's taken almost a whole year.
728?
We announced on 8/28.
Oh, 8/28.
Yeah. That was somebody's birthday, if you didn't know.
It's my birthday.
Is it?
John's birthday.
John's birthday. Yeah, coming
up. And guess everyone, bring me presents.
Guess what we did on my birthday?
What did we do?
Do you remember, Joe?
We did something on your birthday?
Yeah, we drove down here on my birthday at 5 in the morning.
Is that when you got your gash in your ankle?
No, that was later, but... Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. See, oh, no. You were down for the cause, bro.
Was that the cute one where I drove up and I took the video of you guys taking down the
old sign? Yeah. The old sign. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a memorable moment.
That was your birthday?
That was a real memorable moment.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. It was early.
I think you brought us Jack in the Box or something.
I totally did.
We made a lot of sacrifices.
Jacks.
Yeah.
Nah, it's been a year in the making. I mean, this thing has taken quite a bit of time, but we're so happy to sit here outside and look inside and see it. I mean, the fact that the three of us can take like 30 to 40 minutes to sit outside and just reflect on what we've done. Like, dude, chipping up tile, freaking breaking bars, knocking down walls,
pouring concrete, countertop.
I still have to show the video of Joe spilling almost a gallon of paint on the floor. Maybe I'll throw that up in a story this week.
Damn it. I was going to say, if someone can come in and point exactly where it's at, I'll buy him a beer. Because you can't even tell anymore.
No, you can't. You can't even tell. Oddly, though, blue tape, guys, by the way, blue tape sucks.
It removes stain from concrete.
All I know is blue tape is hella strong.
Yeah, dude, for as much as it doesn't take paint off the wall, guess what? It takes stain off the floors and concrete and everything else in the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, if you walk in, there's a bunch of X's everywhere.
Yeah, because, you know, COVID's a thing, and we had to put stupid blue tape down to segregate people 6 feet or plus apart.
We got cool, nice stickers now.
Yeah, I know, man. We've stepped it up. But it has definitely been an interesting ride. I mean, COVID has proved a worthy adversary, but I'm very proud of you guys. I'm very proud of the staff. I'm very proud of the patrons that have come through because everyone's followed what we've had to do. Everyone's wearing their masks inside. Everyone is, you know, for the most part, like playing suit with what the state has said, with what, you know, the U.S. has said, with what the rules are, and it's just been amazing. So, you know, cheers to all you guys that have been coming out and those that have been mentioning the podcast, especially, because I chuckle, man. I've had people like shout out stuff that I'm like, oh, I forgot that we talked about that. What are you guys doing? You guys splitting beers over there?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Nick has a scientific approach of how he wants to.
It's simple math. Beers. There's two glasses per beer, and then the can of beer. I don't want to waste.
I thought we're gonna drink those first, and then the next one, then the next one.
Nah, we'll explain. He'll explain.
Okay.
There's a method to his madness. So what we're doing right now, just so you guys can know, because you can't visualize what's happening right now, Nick is pouring out some beers. And the fun thing now, the funnest thing about this is before, every time we did this was random beers that we either bought or someone gifted or someone actually brewed. But the cool thing now is these are beers that we're actually selling here in the tap room.
Well,
one of them isn't. We'll talk about the gift because that's an amazing gift.
But that's not true. We do carry that brewery in our tap room.
No, it's very true. Actually, very good point.
Thank you.
But, yeah, so we'll get into... He's having a good time, man. I mean, who doesn't have a good time?
That's a quick joke.
Your joke?
Yes.
Yeah, dad jokes, bro. But, yeah, we will go over some of these beers. That was a rough pour.
Why did you do that?
I didn't do that.
It's okay. It's just on the Zoom 5. It'll just short circuit. This might be a short podcast now, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
So we do have three beers that we are going to sample and try. Nick has already started to Zamboni one off the barrels that we just happened to procure right before we opened. So fun story about these barrels. That's okay. It's a nice-looking stain. It's a stout stain.
Oh my gosh, that
literally
sounds delicious.
Because they closed dining indoors in San Benito County the week that we mentioned we opened, we had to scramble in 5 days' time to somehow acquire several tables outside when, again, funds for us, because this project has gone over and longer than we had expected, they were a little tighter. Not going to lie. They were a little tighter at the very end there.
We didn't know we were going to make it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was getting a little stressful, but... The good news is our plumber, Tony, from ResCom Plumbing, who is, again, one of the most amazing men outside of his profession, but in his profession is absolutely astounding in what he does. But he was able to hook us up with a winery that was getting rid of a ton of wine barrels. So we actually scored wine barrels for like $10.88 a piece. $10, $11. Call it $11.
Nah, that's about right.
$11 wine barrels.
Yeah, Estancia Winery in Soledad.
Yeah. And big thanks to George, who has been like our go-to guy, man. He has literally hooked us up with his big box truck, picking up wine barrels and kegs and pallets of beer. So George, you're freaking amazing.
And he loves it, which is the craziest thing. He's like, yeah. Oh, and every single morning, Monday through Friday, he's like, hey, any beer I can pick up? I'm headed up this way. So I'm going to Wairika. I didn't even know there was a Wairika. I'm going to Oregon in a week. And I was like, let me see what we can find. And, I mean, it doesn't give us much time to kind of scramble and get it done. But it's nice to know that he's very passionate about it and he wants to get us some more beer. Well, that and he is probably one of our most devoted patrons. Shows up almost every weekend.
Yeah, he's here.
His crew is here, and they're drinking beer.
Dude, they roll hard.
Yeah. No wonder he wants to go pick up beer. He wants the good beer here, bro. I mean, might as well.
Don't blame him. And the thing is, he's given us a lot of great advice because he was in industry.
Yep.
And this amazing guy that picks up beer for us, he gifted us a freaking beer fridge.
Oh, yeah.
He just had a beer fridge randomly in his house.
And we were talking about that day. We're like, hey, gosh, we need another fridge. We don't know any place for all these beers. And George just walks in. He's like, hey, you guys need a fridge? And we're like, Did you read our minds?
No, and the crazy thing is it is the exact size of the fridge that we were looking at purchasing but put off because we had to put funds into barrels and canopies and everything else that was, like, last minute that had to happen. So, I mean, dude, just crazy. What's up? Poor Decisions Tap Talk, bro. Tap Talk. Right. Cheers, man.
Yes,
that's a drive-by subscriber right there.
Yeah,
hey, that's good.
Well, when you hear yourself, when you subscribe and you hear this podcast, you're gonna know that it was you that drove by.
Yeah, cheers. What is that? Is that an Acura or is that a
small
Beamer?
Black,
little Saab. It's too far now. My eyesight's going out these days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of hazy with the weather too.
It's into the smoke, guys.
It just rained, guys. The weather's cleared up.
No, it's not. It's not clear, bro.
No, there's smoke everywhere. What were we talking about? George and how awesome he is, plus the beer fridge. So the nice thing is it gave us extra beer as far as cans to be able to put out and let people mix and match and grab whatever four packs they want and check stuff out. Like, it's been so helpful. So between George, between Tony, between the staff, between the patrons, between our friends and family, like, God, just everyone has been freaking awesome, like super awesome. And I can't thank everyone enough. Like, we could do a whole thankful podcast, like Thanksgiving. Ready? Picture. Cheers. Oh, that's a solid one for the gram. Anyways, we do have a couple beers that we want to try here. Again, two of them are actually in the tap room. And one of them, we have got this brewery before, and we will get them again. But this was a special gift from Jose Ortiz.
Let's end it with that one.
Let's end it with that one? Okay, fine. That sounds good.
Yeah. Let's start with, or do you want it?
He doesn't have an AK, by the way.
No, he doesn't. Is that not the person that we talked about in another episode? If you've been listening to several episodes, nope, can't talk about it.
Isn't he
can't
from Canada?
Can't talk about it. All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go into this one first, right?
Yeah,
this
collab
is Bottle Logic and Slice Collab. So Bottle Logic is an amazing brewery. Sorry, several beers deep. Sorry, apologize. They're a brewery down in Anaheim, California. I've been down there. Their spot's super cool. Their beers are freaking amazing. And they did a collaboration with Slice, which is in Lincoln, California. So Slice is the newest brewery on the scene that was a split off from Moonraker up in Auburn.
The head brewer at Moonraker left, and he created his own brewery, Slice, in Lincoln.
Yeah, and I've had several of the Slice beers. And
I wish we can get their cans, their kegs. They just produce.
No, and there's a lot of you guys that have asked for, like, hey, when are you getting, like, Alvarado or Slice or Humble Sea or San Adares, like, all these other places? And we have to let you know there are certain spots right now that are just stuck in COVID terms and can't brew to full capacity or are just keeping onto the accounts that they have and not adding new accounts. And it's unfortunate, but we totally understand because we're going through a lot of those pitfalls too with COVID. Like
they got to make sure that they take care of their own finances and they don't overbrew. Cause I think I saw a post right after this COVID started, there was a distributor that basically had to like trash thousands of gallons of beer because it went bad because everything shut down like immediately. And like you said, rightfully so, the brewers got to do what's right by them. Because if they go under, then we won't have any beer. So
well, I mean, and that's one part of it. And what most of the other ones are saying, say, hey, you know what? We got to take care of all our existing accounts, the one that's been with us for years. So we can't even keep up with our existing accounts. How can we sign on you as well? So it's like, okay, that's fair. That's fair. We get it. No, but they said, hey, you know what? Once COVID is lifted, we can operate in full capacity. We'll definitely sign you on. So which is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel for us, I guess.
Yeah. No, and we're thankful for that because they were very upfront and very honest. And we'll be upfront and honest with you guys and let you know, hey, we want to get them. We've asked. We're on their waiting list. And as soon as we can and they're brewing to full capacity, we'll get them in this tap room. But the great news is we've got some stuff right now that is super amazing. Like this Bottle Logic and Slice, while these guys were, you know, busy gabbing, took a sip from this beautiful orange and pink can here. This is super good. This is a hazy double IPA.
I was like, that's got to be a double.
No,
like,
it's a double. No, it's a double. And it's a good heavy double. This has some backbone on it. Like, that's really killer for me. I like it. Oh, man, I like it.
Citra?
A lot.
I'm not even trying to guess the hop.
Now, 8%. And then I don't even know. They don't even have it on the can as to what hops it is. But I'm definitely going to say... That is, hold on, one more sip.
I'll tell you right now, see if you're right or wrong. Come on, John.
That's going like,
hey, name five, and then
I'm
going to
go Montueca. What's that weird one that has a number? Z76.
Did you say Z76?
Yeah, that's a crazy one, right? Yeah. There's definitely some Galaxy in there.
I'm done.
Because I cheated? All right, I cheated. No, it's got what? Galaxy, Mosaic, Citra.
Yeah.
I was way off in the other ones, but I don't know. That's heavy on the hop note. That's heavy on the hop note for a hazy. That's almost like, that's almost really, really tight like a West Coast. It's got some heavy, heavy IBUs in there. What's the IBUs on it? Anyone got that? Give me some stats.
Hold on, I got your stats right here, bro.
It's 8%. That's all I know.
No, it is 8%.
I usually don't list the IBU on the...
No? That's a hoppier hazy, though. That's a hoppier hazy.
Well, it's an Imperial, right?
So what number is it at, though?
It's Imperial Double.
But usually the hazies are lower in IBU.
I don't know.
What is it, though?
I don't have an IBU on it.
Too much technicality talk there.
All right. Well, we'll get out of the technicality talk then. Yeah. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Nick?
I give it a thumbs up.
All right. Thumbs way, way up.
It's an 8% ABV, and that's all that matters, guys. Hold on.
This is another Harley coming down the street. Oh, chopper, bro.
Hangers?
Check it out now. Porta Scissors Tap Room in the house, yeah? All right, maybe a prelude to our rap concept. Don't worry, we'll have a music video release soon. It's coming.
Anyways, we're...
3-2 Mafia.
I'm pretty sure John's going to cut that whole section out, and we're going to move on, because I didn't hear a word he said.
We'll see what comes out.
That was jamming.
That was
a good jam.
It might work out. All right. Next up on the can... We just welcomed the Rare Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the best sour program, in my opinion. I've always loved them. And we just got them in this past week. And we're probably going to get more cans and kegs pretty soon from them.
I'm so glad that they're actually canning now. And I know that all they do is bottles. And I've got bottles that I've had for years from Rare Barrel. And... always a solid sour, man. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. They produce probably one of the best sours I've ever had. And I think the downfall with it is you get a lot of people that want to join, like, the craft beer world or drink a beer, but then they see that $30 to $40, $50 price tag on a Rare Barrel sour, and, you know, they kind of get scared off. Like, I'm not going to get that. It's too much money. They throw it into a little 16-ounce can.
That's delicious.
Yeah, that thing is pretty amazing. So, Entanglement, they've had for a while.
Yeah.
But they just decided to can it recently, and Entanglement...
Was this a collab with Will Smith?
This is a collab. No, this is a collab with. What's his wife's name?
Jade?
Jada.
Jada?
Yeah. Jada had an entanglement. So, this thing is delicious. It is a sour with oranges, oak barrels, and vanilla. So, I'm not big on vanilla.
It's a light vanilla.
I love vanilla ice cream. I hate vanilla smell. And I really don't like vanilla in my beer just because it tastes like crap and it smells
so
like crap.
So this is not for you?
No, this is delicious, by the way. The vanilla is not even strong on this one at all. You can definitely taste the oak. The orange is delicious in here. This is a really solid sour.
Now, this is really good because I read the mixture that was in there between the oak barrels, and I thought it was going to be super boozy.
So good.
Not boozy at all. Very smooth. The orange and the vanilla aren't overpowering, like you said.
Yeah. There's like a light spice to it.
Yeah, it's like is it cinnamon?
It almost does taste like a cinnamon. Almost like
maybe spice. That might be the vanilla bean because the bean itself is
a little spiciness to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If that's vanilla, I go for it every single time. But if it's that cream of vanilla, I can't.
I think that's what it is. Like this is actual the vanilla bean, which is like your vanilla bean ice cream, right? It has that
little speckle white.
Yeah.
It's almost like pepper. Pepper flakes.
So it says here, entanglement effortlessly entangles notes of orange sorbet with hints of vanilla cream. After months of aging on fresh, Owari Satsuma Mandarin Orange.
Sound it out.
Pulp and peel. We blended these barrels of fruited golden sour beer and infused it with vanilla bean to create the splendid and refreshing confection. I'm just saying they know what they're doing, okay?
Nah, man, holy smokes. Yeah, I like it. Every sip goes down better and better.
If you guys have never had a rare barrel, by all means, come down, try this entanglement. We're going to get a lot more from them. If not, they are located in Berkeley, California. If you ever make that little trek up there once COVID's kind of completed. I know they are doing, you can do a little actual can sales. You can go to their spot, pick them up. I had some people post online that saw they picked up from the spot themselves. Definitely a solid sour.
Yeah. All right, Nick, go over this last one because it's your repertoire.
Well, I mean,
repertoire. Well, sorry, Joe doesn't like stouts.
I did. Oh, Joe doesn't like stouts?
I mean, it smells good.
Okay, so I had a little.
The title art is delicious.
I grabbed a little off this barrel here, and it was delicious. So this brewery is a rare, hard find to get, and it's very unlikely for especially tap rooms to receive anything from this brewery. And that is Great Notion Brewery, and they are out of Oregon. We have had a couple of theirs we have carried in the past. We do not carry this one. This was a gift to us from what was the name we used?
Jose Ortiz.
That's all the name he goes by.
Right, yeah. Yes. Oh, I thought we were using code names.
No, never.
Anywho, Jose Ortiz hooked it up with this triple stack from Great Notion Brewery. It's an imperial style with coffee and maple syrup, and it is very heavy on that maple syrup. You can definitely, but the aroma, just smelling it. It smells like breakfast to me, man.
Does it?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. It does. I feel like I'm back in the morning. Hey, let's start the day over again. Bro, I should have had this for coffee.
This is a breakfast beer 100%. If you don't drink before noon, this is going to make you drink before noon. It is a 12.3%.
It'll make you fall asleep before noon.
Or, whatever. Day drinking, bro. It's Sunday fun day, as they say. Today is Sunday, right?
Yeah.
12.3% ABV.
Gosh, that's so smooth.
I have not had a full sip. I just had a lick. Do you want to talk about it, or I could jump in after my take?
No, it is very much. I mean, imagine taking the biggest stack of pancakes in your life, and having the
covering it in maple syrup.
Oh, go just drip like a whole bottle of Log Cabin,
and
taking a bite and then washing it down with coffee.
Wait, what's wrong with butter, Joe?
No, and it tastes like pancakes. Like aftertaste,
fluffy ass pancakes.
Aftertaste is fluffy ass pancakes. Like Black Bear Diner, amazing pancakes
ever. The big-ass fucking stack of pancakes.
No, it's solid. It's Sasquatch holding a plate of pancakes that are like 15 feet high, and that's what it tastes like.
Yeah. Black Bear Diner fluffy-ass pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. That is pancakes. Syrup. All right. Would I get in trouble if I had this before work in the morning? Probably.
Which work?
This work. Poor decisions tap room.
Let me look.
The other work, not so much.
12.3?
Hey. I'll be fine, dude.
You'll be fine.
I'll totally be.
Hey, remember that one time Nick just killed a 17% just like in one picture in a matter of 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. The breakfast stuff from Big Sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And? You
judging? Don't judge, bro.
Yeah, Yeah, he can literally function
with
it.
Dude, this is
I'm pretty sure I found out that I was having a child at that moment in my life, and you were doing a nice little photo op for me for Father's Day.
It was good. It was good.
No, that's celebratory.
By the way, let me jump on that.
Well, let's jump on that.
So, you're messed up, Joe.
Sorry. Yeah. What?
Jeez.
Anyways, so recently I have just found out further from the last podcast, we found out that I was becoming a father, and we actually have modified that a little further, and now I know exactly what I'm having, and because I did a gender reveal here at the tap room, I'm having a beautiful baby girl, and I just saw the, what do they call them?
Ultrasound?
The ultrasound, yeah. I was like, sonogram?
he rubs something on his belly right now.
I was like, you know, this thing. Anyways, I saw the ultrasound, and what I can see of her, she definitely takes after her mother. She's very beautiful, and that fact, she has probably my lips, of course, but she's going to be my little princess, and I'm going to love the little I love the shit out of her, okay? I already know it.
I know.
I'm wrapped around her pinky, and, and you know what? I'm going to say it now.
Bro.
When you listen to this podcast, when you're, you can listen to podcasts, little baby girl of mine, I love you now and I'll love you forever.
Oh, see, that's sweet.
Man, he's already throwing
I'm super excited to meet you. Can't wait till January.
Oh, that's coming. Dude, it's coming quick. I mean, the way that the freaking last month has flown, and I'm sure the following months will fly, you're going to be there in no time flat. And then, by the way, after that moment happens, it goes even quicker. Like, time just blows by. The fact that I've got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and Joe's got your kids are like 27 16. Now, or
yeah, she's getting a job and she's moving out next week.
Oh, wait, wow, good, good for you, bro.
No, she's done, bro.
Oh, wait, cut her off.
Isn't she 16?
Yeah.
No, she just got her license.
In my country, 16, you get a job, you move out.
My country. Your country. Born here, bro?
America, bro.
In America.
No, yeah, my kid's 16, 13, and 3.
Oh, even little Cashy, dude. Look at him. He's picking up in numbers. I'm telling you, it goes quick, bro. It goes quick. But I feel like this little baby that we've created here in the tap room, I think it's going to go quick, too. I think it will mature beautifully. Yep. I think we have got a wonderful crew that is going to help facilitate that and bring it into its own little being where the three of us can man it, but more remotely, and let it take on its own personality through them. We want to have it do well, but we have obviously some goals and some big picture things that we want to also accomplish. But that's for a podcast maybe way later down the road. For now, we want to focus on this. But we can't say enough thanks to the staff, to the patrons, to our friends and family, and to Nick, Joe. I don't want to thank myself because
thank you, John,
weird.
And no, to John, thank you, say thank you, John.
But you know, to everyone that's lent a hand in us being able to open and stay open, and has bought beer and hung out or left us a great Yelp review. By the way, if you love this spot and you're listening now, leave us a great Yelp review. I know it sounds so cheesy and stupid, but right now, because that is a main facilitator for where people go to look at the the progression of a place or the. What's the word I'm looking for? Starts with an A. The accommodation? No. The whatever.
Just further on, Yelp itself is one of those spots you could definitely appreciate us. Show the things that are great about what we do and how we're the path we're going down, as well as our Facebook, our Instagram, any of those likes, writing comments, things like that. Because there's one thing for us to put up a post and say the things that are gonna be, that we're doing great, but to actually hear it from firsthand from the customer's mouth. It is most ideal.
Or keyboard.
Yeah, most important for us, because one, we learn from the things that you post, and we see what you like, we see what you don't like, and we modify. Like we talked about earlier in this podcast, we say we're not stuck on any particular path. We want to make sure that you, the customer, is taken care of, and we give you what you want, what you need. Again, if we're modifying our beer lists to meet your criteria. Obviously, we started off initially with a bunch of things, and now we're kind of curtailing to what the community kind of is enjoying. But yeah, if we don't know, we can't fix it for you. Please let us know, either through Yelp, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, phone calls. Joe loves phone calls.
Yeah, I love that we forwarded all the phone calls to Joe's phone. That was a great idea. Thanks,
like
TechWiz, Nick.
You're welcome.
Not going to say it was his fault, but.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, so if you guys call the number and I just say hello, good afternoon. That's like my generic response because I have no idea who's calling me. It could be work. It could be someone important. It could be you. It doesn't matter. Oh, that's why no. I say good morning, good afternoon. Give me a second before I figure out who it is. Hey, is this Poor Decisions? Oh, yes, it's Poor Decisions. How am I helping you?
We're open today, 12 to 10. Feel free to stop by. We have several draft selections on. You have, like, a pre-recorded message, right?
Yeah, and I think someone, like, the last couple of days, someone's called, like, hey, do you have a, you know, Maui Waui? Do you have Entanglement? How much is it? I'm like, let me check. He's like, you're not there? No, I'm not physically there right now. No. But I can get back to you real quick, though.
Yeah, let me text you, bro, or just send us a DM, please.
I literally texted someone yesterday. He asked how much the entanglement cans are. I'm like, hey, we just got them in, man. Give me a second. Let me call the shop and let me know. Aren't you the shop?
we are the shop. Well, you know, that's a really good point because we have so many beers. It's hard to keep track.
It is like, super hard to keep up.
You have things that are priced anywhere from... What? Let's call it.
I think we got a can and there's like $6.
Six, maybe 12 cans,
and they go up to 12.
Oh no, they go even further because you've got bottles and other stuff that comes in that are $35 like
bottles.
That's a good point. I mean,
the guard stuff. Yeah,
it's crazy because all the beers that we have here, we probably established like 40 to 50 different accounts with distributors, self-distributors, breweries. It's a lot to keep track of. And we're doing this on top of having a 9-to-5 job. This is ridiculous. I don't even know how, like, we're able to do it. But the thing is, the fact that all three of us, we kind of know, like, what each other's specialties are and, like, the niche that we have and the what we're comfortable with. So I think we just allow each other to kind of do our thing. But it's crazy. I don't know how people do this regularly, because
as an individual, like three of us are doing this,
yes,
and it's a lot for us. Like one individual, like
how do you keep track of this? Like
I don't even know.
Like all the guys, like at Taplands, Southgate, IBU, dude, this is nuts. And that's the thing.
There's Derek a lot to manage.
Derek at the house, and this is a lot.
All the stuff. Derek specifically, we got like 72. How many? He's got on tap
I don't remember. It's close to 80 for sure.
Dude, that's insane. That. Like we have 32 beers.
We have
on tap.
32, and it's a struggle. It's stressful.
Oh, we're in the back, like, okay, where's this keg and where's that keg, and oh my gosh. So I commend those people, and I know we haven't. Again, they initially helped us out early on in our podcast, and we appreciate
them. Still helping.
We appreciate them.
Yeah, they're still leaning on them.
Well, I know it's it, but what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, I appreciate them now, and I commend them for what they've done and are continuing to do as an individual that we are doing as three.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's mad kudos to everyone else out there, especially during this tough times. With, you know, COVID restrictions. Geez.
Freaking fires. And, smoke quality, air quality.
The world's on fire around us. It's crazy.
So,
and on that point, hey, if you are in the line of fire service or you're in any line that is helping with what is going on right now, cheers to you guys. Like, seriously, big cheers up because you guys are saving us even though we don't understand what you're doing right now. We had someone stop by yesterday who was a tree cutter and was telling us of everything he's been doing in San Bernardino County, and then his company flew him up to our county to come help out with these fires, and just the things he described, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't even imagine, like,
well,
that
like,
is bonkers.
Just like Jason, works for PG&E, he's here helping out with the fire in his own way.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Yep. That's nuts.
Well, he's helping with PG&E and
well, he's trying to make sure there's no other fires on top of the fires.
Preventive maintenance.
Yeah, but that's
stuff.
Part of fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's just, man, I can't think enough. I mean, not just fire, because we also know that police are in there, too. We know that first responders for AMR and medical, they're in there, too. Like, everyone's helped out. He was explaining to us yesterday, the gentleman, was it CJ, how
the differences between their fires and why they all started and how
they're dude, he gave
burning.
Us so much information.
Oh, he's like, CJ, he's Jose's like, friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's
cool, dude.
He's like, hey, the one over the East Foothills, he said, that's poor maintenance. He says, the one in the forest, he says, no, you can't rake the forest itself. He says, that's part of the nutrients that go to the trees. He says, but fire is a natural thing for those trees, and how the burn is, it was only pending, and it's been like 150 years.
150, I think he said,
something
yeah.
like that. He's like it
happen.
Was a matter of time before this occurred.
Yeah.
It's all happening all at the same time.
Yeah, no, it's just bonkers.
And that lightning strike, like,
we got lightning tonight.
It's crazy.
We got more lightning tonight.
No, I know. So, like I said, I think I did a little live video, but be safe. Be ready to go. If you're in those danger areas, have your cell phones charged. Have your go bag ready with, you know, extra clothes and a little bit of food so that you can make it through, a, you know, a drive or two. But just be ready because obviously there's a lot of stuff coming. But, yeah, it's been crazy between COVID, fires, shutdowns, geez, everything else. Like, it's a wild ride. But
on your way out, evacuate. We'll have fresh cold beers for you on the road.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
On the road.
I mean, no, like, just take it to go. It's to go.
No, to go. Yeah, cans to go.
Yeah, because you don't know where you're going to be.
No, yeah, true.
Just bring your ice chest.
That they have good beer where you're going to land.
That's true.
Good point. Very good point.
There are some fires in Santa Rosa. And
we don't have a Poor Decisions tap room everywhere yet. So we'll wrap this thing up, guys. It's been good to get back on the microphone. We want to make this a more regular thing. So I think we say that every time, and then it turns into like 2, 3, 4 months. But now that we've actually got this place up and running, we've got our feet on the ground, we've got our heads somewhat put together. I think we can do this more regularly and talk about the beers that are coming on, the events that we're going to start trying to do, all that good stuff. But we thank you so much for staying tuned in. Share this podcast. Now that we're open, we want to make sure that you guys are stopping down and giving us those shout outs, saying that you love it. We'll keep giving you guys shout outs as you stop by. And I think the only thing I want to say is pay attention to Instagram and Facebook in the next couple weeks, because we do have a new merch release that's dropping pretty soon.
Oh yeah.
So new merch is coming out. That'll be in the next, I'm going to give it 2 weeks.
I'm going to say two. Or not.
Week, two weeks.
I don't know. We're kind of low on the clothing inventory, so we might need to release it earlier.
Yeah, we got to put something cool out. So we're going to work on that. But
all I know is Poor Decisions is for the locals. So
it is. PD's for the locals.
Yeah, PD's for the locals.
All right. Well, yeah. To that, hey, cheers, guys, to Gross. Our first
cheers.
Podcast actually
podcast
open
at the room.
Wow, dude, this is crazy. It's literally open right now. I'm gonna buy some beers before I go home.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'm done. You guys have to clean up.
Y'all.
Sorry.
On that
I'm
note,
going home.
Peace.
All right, later.
There y'all.
Bye.
I want to thank you for joining us today on Poor Decisions Tap Talk. We'll be back next week, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. If you want to keep up to date on everything that's going on at the tap room, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Poor Decisions Tap Room. That's POUR Decisions Tap Room. In closing, we want to remind you to always drink responsibly, but when you do, choose carefully, choose craft.